Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
This episode of the podcast, we have some great memories that you may not remember right now, but after you hear them, you'll say, ah, that's when it happened. We have it for October 30th coming up in just a few moments. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we're glad you could join us again for this episode of the podcast, where we're going to go over the news and events, the football history headlines, as you say, for October 30th in football history. And these aren't the biggest things in football history, but there's some good ones that'll make you sit back and remember some fond memories. So, let's go to October 30th, 1988, the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York Jets defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers for the very first time in history. The Steelers and Jets have only squared off against each other 22 times since the AFL-NFL merger at the time of this podcast, and Pittsburgh holds the edge in the series 17-5. The first meeting took place in 1970's season, with Pittsburgh upsetting the Jets 21-17 in Pittsburgh. Then we'll go to October 30th, 2003. Glendale, Arizona is awarded with Super Bowl 42 to be played on February 3rd, 2008 by NFL owners. The game was played at the University of Phoenix Stadium and pitted the six-loss New York Giants against the undefeated New England Patriots. The record shouldn't have fooled us as the G-men pulled off the unthinkable and knocked off Tom Brady and the powerful Patriots 17-14 in a very memorable fashion, including the David Tyree helmet catch on the game-winning drive for New York. Now we'll flip through those history books and go to some birthdays of legends and Hall of Famers from the College Football Hall of Fame, and we'll go to October 30th, 1888, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Leroy Mercer, a fullback that played for the University of Pennsylvania, was born. Lee was a star athlete on track and field, especially in the broad jump. Good enough that he even participated with the U.S. Olympic team for the broad jump. FootballFoundation.org says that Mercer became the captain of the Quaker football team in both his junior and senior seasons. The National Football Foundation selected Lee Mercer to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1955. Our next stop on the timeline, October 30th, 1950, St. Paul, Minnesota. Jim LeClair, a linebacker that played for the University of North Dakota, was born. 1971 was a great year for LeClair as he registered 187 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 4 fumble recoveries, 11 forced fumbles, and 20 tackles per loss, per the NFF's bio on the player. Jim even won the MVP award for the North Central Conference, and he even enjoyed North Dakota winning the conference championship that season. The National Football Foundation selected Jim LeClair to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1999. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
Our next stop on this trip down memory lane is October 30th, 1958, Henderson, Texas. Joe Delaney, a halfback from Northwestern State, arrived in this world. The first question arises, where the heck is Northwestern State? Well, our investigation in this matter finds it to be located in Natchitoches Parish, Louisiana. This man Delaney could definitely tote the rock. In a game against Nicholls State, he rushed for 263 yards in the second half after only being held to 36 yards in the first half of a game played on October 28, 1978, per footballfoundation.org's website. Joe was named to the Division I AA All-American team and even had his number retired by his school at halftime of his final college home game. Joe Delaney also excelled in Northwestern State's track team. The National Football Foundation selected Joe Delaney to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1997. After college, Joe played a couple of years for the Kansas State Chiefs, even earning the AFC Rookie of the Year honors per the UPI. Joe Delaney was more than a great athlete, though, as he was a good man. In the summer of 1983, Joe Delaney died while trying to save children that were drowning in a pond near Monroe, Louisiana. Joe's efforts did save one of the children, but unfortunately the other two and Joe himself succumbed to the dangerous waters. The NFF tells us that President Ronald Reagan honored Delaney with the Presidential Citizens Medal, saying, "He made the ultimate sacrifice by placing the lives of three children above regard for his own safety. By the supreme example of courage and compassion, this brilliantly gifted young man left a spiritual legacy for his fellow Americans." Our next Hall of Fame to remember on their birthday is October 30th, 1967, San Marcos, Texas. That marked the birth of Ty Detmer, a quarterback from BYU. Ty was not as shy on tossing the pigskin around, as his 15,031 career passing yards and 121 touchdowns give it evidence to. As a matter of fact, he is one of the most decorated quarterbacks in college football history. The website bio from the footballfoundation.org states that he won a Heisman Trophy, a Maxwell Award, two Davey O'Brien Awards, and one time he held 59 NCAA records. The National Football Foundation selected Ty Detmer to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. Ty was a late selection of the 1992 NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers. And in the NFL, he played a total of 14 seasons with the Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, and the Atlanta Falcons. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sternemann collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward. A Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe. And a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you'll enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!